And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I had a chat with someone the other day, and we were talking about red flags, because this person is single, this friend of mine is single. I was talking about red flags in the dating scene, right? And, you know, we're both guys.
Yeah.
And they're and both hetero guys, right?
Yeah.
So red flags in women and then red flags in men. And
yeah.
It's easier to see the red flags in other people, but maybe not so easy to see the red flags in yourself.
Oh, of course.
You know?
Of course.
I mean, that's just human. That's
glass
just,
houses and stone throwing,
yeah,
you know? Classic.
So you know how you are always like, oh, I want to bring the fringe back.
Yeah, no, I know.
Bring the fringe back.
Yeah, and I did do some face framing, but yeah.
What does that mean?
No, like mini. Oh, it's nothing. I just cut my hair the other day. You didn't notice. Whatever. Anyway, yeah.
I wasn't here. So
I spent the whole of Friday with you.
Shh.
There's a red flag. That's a red flag right there. Writing that one down. Only cares about self.
Yep. I have said for a long time, and this is based on personal experience, that the fringe is a red flag for me.
Why?
Just I've dated and known some very unstable people that have – some volatile people is a good way to say it. Some volatile people who have had fringes.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm imagining it or not, but when the fringe went away, some of the volatility also went away.
Okay.
And it's not just one person that I can quote, right?
Mm.
You know, also horse people, red
what
flag.
No, horse people are beautiful.
Traditionally
they've got a bad name, but they're great.
Traditionally quite stable, horse people.
Stable.
Yeah.
No, I know horse people.
Yeah.
One of my best mates is a horse person.
Well. Yeah, no, good on them. Like, each their own. Do you?
Yeah.
Just saying. Yeah, you know, we're all walking around carrying our own red flags, right?
Yeah.
So those are the two that well, sort
okay,
of
so you've
keep
put,
coming up.
You've put some other ones out there.
They keep coming up, right? Mm. And then there's the fringe, and then he and I were talking about red flags in ourselves.
Oh, thank God we got there.
Mm. And we got on the topic of my facial hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to make that.
Red flag.
Sorry.
All right, job done.
No. Which one?
Which
bit?
So if you've not seen me, sometimes I have a moustache, sometimes I don't. But most of the time I've got a little bum fluff on my chin.
Yeah.
Because I can't grow a full beard. I can't get patchy on my cheeks. So
yeah.
I can't get full coverage on my cheeks.
I don't mean to be making this face.
You're making awful faces.
No, I don't mean to. Go on.
Usually you're quite supportive, but you're not being supportive at all at the moment. So usually I'll just have the chin bit of fluff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, chin strap. And then you've got a goatee as well.
Goatee? That's
no, that's different.
A chin strap goes all the way to your ears, by the way. This does not.
You've got a small chin hair.
Like a chin guard.
And chin guard, and then you've got a goatee as well.
I would call that a soul patch or a flavour saver.
That is, I hate that
that's
term.
That's what people, it's just it, what
like,
people.
I hate that
how
term.
How are people listening?
If goatee.
If they are still listening. No, a goatee's full around moustache like this, goes all the way down, right?
Okay, so you got a little patch of hair
under
your
my
lip. And then you got a little patch of hair under your chin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the one under the lip, the nosy, is that a red flag?
I don't know.
Is a soul patch a red flag?
I don't know. It's all different. Look, I'll say this. I like it when you have a moustache. I think the mustache's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got kind of like I'm a pirate vibe.
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
Like I'm a pirate punk.
Do you like the mustache without any other facial hair on its own?
Yeah, I think I don't mind that. It's a bit French, it's a bit pirate, it's a bit, you know, different. The chin strap, I'm not into it.
You're not into the
Yeah, but
fluff
I'm not into
chin.
You.
No,
so,
exactly.
So I'm disgusted looking at you, but that's from like a brotherly thing.
Yeah.
You know? Would I go you without the chin strap? No.
No.
But that's a you thing.
Yeah.
Would I go someone with a chin strap? I guess we won't know because Jimmy doesn't have one.
Maybe he could grow one and shave it.
Absolutely not.
See, there we go. But we're not talking about the chin strap / chin guard. We're talking about the soul patch.
I think we need to throw the chin strap in there.
We're not here to talk about all of my facial hair choices.
I think we should nut it out.
I just want to know about the soul patch and I would like...
No, I think let's chuck the chin strap in there too. If anyone has any feelings, 52232955. Is Tom's facial hair a red flag? That we're asking?
No, I just want to know about the soul patch. If guys have the little bit of fluff just under their bottom lip, is that a red flag?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Do you want to explain what happened on the weekend?
I was talking to a friend. We were talking about red flags and evidence-based, we think, a very severe fringe on a woman as hetero men is a red flag. I said evidence-based because I have multiple stories that I could tell you about volatile people that I've known. And once the fringe goes away, the volatility goes away as well. So I'm not saying it's their fault. I'm saying it's the fringe's fault.
Really? Yeah. No, I love a fringe. And I think that fringes are there. We've spoken about it before.
Yeah, and you said, you say quite often you'd like to bring back the fringe. And I say, no, please, you're volatile enough. I can't handle that and horse people. But anyway, let's not get bogged down in that because we then turned the spotlight onto ourselves and we're like, you know, what about guys? What do you reckon red flags are
in guys? Red flags?
What's the fringe for a man? And we were wondering if the soul patch, the flavour saver, the little bit of fluff
I hate
just
that as a term.
Below the lip that I rock is a red flag.
You do rock it.
Well, I have it on me face, put it that way.
Yeah. And you've also got a chin strap, which you don't want to mention at all.
Well, it's just, it's more of a chin guard.
Yeah,
a chin strap I would think goes from like the ears.
Whatever
down.
It is, it's bad. We've taken it to the Insta stories as a poll. To ask whether it's a red flag or not. But before we go to that, let's go to the only single in the group, Davo. Yeah,
Davo from our drive show. Davo, welcome. Is this your first appearance on Breakfast?
I think it is, guys.
Oh, how exciting.
We bloody love having you here, mate.
I know.
I'm not buttering you up either, but as the only single female on the team, single person in general, tell us, is a soul patch, a flavour saver on a guy, a red flag?
Mate, it was a red flag in 2004 and it's a red flag in 2025.
Yes. Now, this is coming from a girl that loves Shannon Knoll as well.
That's correct. I absolutely love Shannon Knoll and that is the only man that can be rocking a flavour saver with full confidence.
Now, thoughts on the chin strap, Davo?
Oh, my God. What are we doing? Is this Linkin Park? Like, what...
It is Linkin Park. It is.
That's the problem.
You are not alone. Let's go to the poll now. 75% of people say that the flavour saver is a red flag. And as we move to the chin strap, 89% of people say, nah, it's got to go. Red flag.
Dave, I couldn't agree more.
Davo, you know I'm your line manager, yeah?
Yeah, I know, but look, we barely met, mate. So, I feel like...
Ships in the night, true. We are not here when you get to work, that's for sure. No, okay, I take that on board.
Yeah, do something about it. Davo, we've been thinking, right, that we're going to get rid of it. Maybe we'll do this week. I've given Tom three options. He can either shave it, we can pluck it a hair at a time, or he can wax it. What would you vote for?
Oh, Tom, let's just be nice to you about it. Let's shave it off.
Let's
give it a ceremony and send it on its way.
Okay. I'm surprised you gave me the option of shave, to be honest. I thought you were going for cruel and unusual.
No, because, Davo, how good would it be, right, if we all rock off? We've got wax on his chin and all that. It's like slapping him in the face, but it's waxing his face off. Like, wouldn't that be so, like, we can all have a whoosh? Wouldn't that be so good?
Look, I've just told him that he's a red flag. He is my boss, so I am going to try and be a little bit nice here.
Okay. Can you tell that'll pass.
Can you tell she's still a bit upset about the jail thing from last week?
What, hearing my boss fart into a phone?
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that either. All right, Davo, thank you very much. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Ma, what's your...
I would love to get a full version of that.
Oh, God. I thought you were going to say a short version.
Nah.
I think we need a short version.
Give me like 3 minutes and 25 seconds of it.
Kevin, what you asked for, mate. You might hear it next week on The Parent Trap. This week, we've got two people on the line. We'll start off with Dominic from Grovedale. Dominic, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now,
I just had to clean my ears out just because of that last note you sang, but It's okay. I can hear you.
It is shocking, and I agree with you, Dominic. Yeah, I apologise. It's mad. No,
okay. No, stop.
Please, no more. Please. Good to know I have a torture form in my bag arsenal. Of tools.
Yep.
My arsenal. You were going to say it, and then I wasn't going to say it.
Dominic, are we guessing mum's name or dad's name?
We're going to go with mum.
Okay, mum. I've got one first up.
Okay, go for it.
All right. Dominic, does mum get heavily into Christmas and decorating?
Oh, great question.
I'm going to say not the decorations, but Christmas, yes.
Okay, Christmas, yes. Decorations, no. Okay.
Christmas, yes. Decorations. Okay, cool. Dominic, tell me, is mum or was mum when you were growing up more of a I will fix that item of clothing or I will throw it out and buy you a new one?
Cool. I'm going to say probably buy a new one.
Yeah,
buy
great.
A new one. Love it. Okay, so we've got she's into Christmas, not into decorating.
Yep.
Christmas-wise, overly, and she will buy new clothes.
Instead of.
Okay, Dominic.
Yeah.
Your mum's name is Cindy.
Ooh.
I'm going to have to say no.
Oh, Dominic. That's a shame. I was thinking, is your mum's name Jackie?
And that's a no as well.
Damn, that was a good guess, I thought. And what's your mum's name?
Mill. What's Mill or Millie, affectionately from Friends.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
Oh, sorry, Dominic.
She doesn't do breakfast radio down the hallway, does she?
Unfortunately, we've just lost her recently. Oh. But,
Dominic, I'm so sorry.
To hear that, mate. Really sorry to hear that.
Well, love to mum from the other side.
Yeah,
bless.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to have to move on to Kane from Newcombe now. Morning, Kane.
Good morning, how are we?
We're good, thanks. Can we open by asking, who we're guessing?
We'll go Dad.
Dad.
And is Dad still with us?
He sure is.
Wonderful. Okay. I'm already picking up a vibe.
All right. Are you going to go first? You want me to go first?
I know you go first. Okay, keep your order.
All right. Kane, does Dad love a saying like, you get what you get and you don't get upset?
He sure does.
He does. Okay. Loves a saying.
All right.
Loves a saying.
Kane, do you think if Dad's
Sorry. Can we turn that radio down in the background there, Kane? We're just getting a bit of feedback.
Yeah.
All good. Yeah. Sorry about that, mate.
He's better. So, Kane, if Dad's popping down to the shops, is he more of a, I'll just grab a bag and walk or I'll jump in the car and drive type of guy?
He's definitely a driver.
Okay.
He's a driver?
He's a driver who loves a saying.
Who loves a saying.
Mm. I've got something. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go on.
Kane, is your dad's name Bob?
Well, close, but no cigar.
Close to Bob. Okay. Now, that could mean anything.
Yeah, it could mean anything.
That could mean Steve. It's Robert. People say close. I'm going to go three-lettered name,
okay.
Like Bob. I'm going to say, Kane, is your dad's name Tim?
Oh, I thought you were going to guess Tim.
No.
Oh, what is it?
Bruce.
Oh, it is close to Bob. all right.
We've all had fun.
Yeah. Shout out to Bruce. Tell him we said g'day. Thank you for that, Kane. And that is Parent Trap for this week. I won't play, just at Dominic's request, I will not play the outro.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You want to do an is it a hack or just doing a thing with a twist?
Yeah.
So you're going to do it live?
Yeah.
Okay.
As we do all the time. Now, what have I told you? Press the off button.
I am pressing. I'm not going to drop the fader.
Yeah.
Even though I'm a superstar properly. DJ.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Ready?
Yep. As anxiety. Or just thinking.
The thing. You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
But don't call.
No. Just rhymes for the song.
That's right. Do you ever get this anxiety or these feelings of embarrassment when you go up to your car, right, and you go to open the handle but you haven't unlocked it yet?
Oh.
I feel like someone's going to come out of somewhere and be like, idiot.
Press the button.
You get that?
Yes.
You get that.
I
okay.
Do. Do you know cool. what I do it the most is when I'm walking out of my house.
Okay.
And I think it's because quite often I'll walk out, my car's in the driveway, and I'll go out the garage, and so I'll use the bipper for the garage,
yeah.
but not the car. And yeah. then I walk to the car, I'm like, I've already pressed the bipper. What's going on?
Yeah, yeah. I do it at the supermarket, and I did it again last night, and I'm like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. Oh, why am I so dumb for? And then it's like, maybe it's anxiety. Maybe I'm thinking about it too much. No, but it seems that it's an actual thing.
It's so good.
Good. Don't be embarrassed, guys. If I see that happen to someone, I'm not going to run up to you and be like, idiot. Well,
you have to. You have to. It's someone's job. Like it's
oh really
it's, you got to pay it forward absolutely someone okay. is thinking that about you. There would have been some weird guy sitting in his car in the car park. Why are you sitting in the car park and just sitting in the car, mate?
Why are you looking at me?
That's not like yeah why yeah,
what, why
yeah.
what's happened what
he was just watching what? He was just watching you.
Why have you put this guy into the mix now? Sorry. My anxiety now, it's definitely anxiety. All right, not just thinking the thing.
You ready? Let's go live. Yeah. Ready?
As an anxiety or just thinking nothing, you be the
judge. And give us a ring. I reckon that was one of your best ones.
Thank you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.